Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Disney wants to build a theme park in Shanghai, China. It's about time. The last themed attraction the Chinese built was a Great Wall, and walking it wasn't like going on a carousel. You paid your money, got on as a child, and 4,000 miles later at the end of the wall you were an adult. Kind of takes the breath out of middle age, doesn't it? But you've got to hand it to them. It was the ultimate step aerobic. The whole country was walled in, which we think of as not being good for tourism. Although in those days, the tourists wouldn't just come and then go. They would come and conquer. Now, Disney, which has taken the very essence of a country and turned it into a souvenir shop, wants to build in China. As the most populous nation on Earth, certainly It's a Small World has no meaning for them, unless they're talking about their Olympic gymnastics team. They are now more open to the rest of the world, but since the overly industrious Chinese people work 18 hours a day, 364 days a year, they don't really have a lot of spare time to go on vacation or even visit a theme park. How would Disney get the locals to come out? Now, let's see, they work all the time and don't go on vacation, but they all have to eat. So, what makes the best sense here is to not operate as a theme park, but a giant theme restaurant. Disney needs to do some marketing to get Chinese people to start relating to a mouse as entertainment, as opposed to the next course. Because to some, comfort food consists of eating everything with four legs except the table. What would work is combining the rides and restaurants in a food theme. Now, we're talking about food that is not so far removed from our own food pyramid guidelines, because tourists will go there too. You know, some Oriental food is so exotic that it falls under the alternative energy category because we'd want to burn it as fuel, not eat it. Think sweet and sour cicada. Americans travel to foreign countries and often wind up at the local McDonald's for a familiar menu. In other words, tourists don't want to go on Mr. Toad's wild ride and then eat one. They want to enjoy the more familiar food groups, and they'll have them here with a twist. You're only young once at Peter Pan's Potsticker Paradise. Sit down at a table in Donald Duck's House of Horrors, and through the magic of Disney, he morphs into Peking Duck before your very eyes. That comes with a side of Huey Dewey and Egg Drop Louie. To round out the menu, the many adventures of Winnie the Pooh Pooh Platter. Now, you're ready to go out and have some fun. But what to call this new destination? Instead of Mickey Mouse, they could go retro and call it Mao's Mickey. So there wouldn't have to be a lot of marketing to tell them what it is. Not like Euro Disney in France, where in that type of service-oriented business, they had staffing problems. They had to remind Goofy to put out the cigarette while meeting kids, and Minnie's fishnet stockings were causing dirty old men to hit on her too much. Besides, they just couldn't close down the park when the entire staff put in for the month-long August vacation. I think the concept of food as theme park is brilliant, because it's Chinese food. They'll all be hungry again in an hour. So why go home? Just change the signs that say, "You must be this tall to ride," to, "You must be this hungry to eat the country bear jambalaya." It's a small portion after all. And that's your Radio Buzz.